Hello, Sheldon.
Hello, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm okay-ish.
Okay-ish. Okay.
Yeah, I
Well,
was not actually in work
hopefully.
yesterday, so been sick
You
since
told
then.
me you didn't work yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, in your email, but I didn't know that before. So
Yeah.
I apologize.
No problem, no
I.
problems at all. Tell me,
But we're going to have to get this Eastern
what's,
Standard Time stuff figured out. So, but
I
I,
actually,
the.
I put it in for 4. I was like, why is she saying, and I looked at your initial email, I was like, oh, 2, what's wrong with me? So,
Yeah.
yeah.
That's all right. But the what you sent me when I downloaded it goes into a zip file, and then I see all that stuff that I asked you about originally, like what the heck is all this and how these lines get here, and then now when I download what you gave me just now, I just see what I sent you. I don't see I can't make any changes, so I'm not sure what it is I'm doing wrong. But in the attachment, it says download all attachments as a zip file. Whereas originally, when you were teaching me how to do that, it did say Word, and this one doesn't say Word.
Wait, the
And
one I just sent you?
the one you just sent me, yeah, it says download all attachments as a zip file. And when I do that,
Click
it
on
shows all
the
those
single
lines.
attachment.
Yeah.
Just click on the single attachment. Don't say download all attachments. Just click on the attachment shown.
Okay, I did. Okay. And I still cannot make any changes.
Yes, because you're opening it in the file. Okay, did you download the zip file?
I downloaded it when you sent me that a couple days ago.
Okay. So, go to your downloads and open the zip file. Can you do that?
I'm trying.
No problem.
I'm not as good at this as you are.
It's okay. It's
Okay,
okay.
so on May 13th, which was Friday, I downloaded it, and when I'm opening it up right now, but it says configuring, so I have to wait for a second.
Let me see. I actually forgot which email you have. Cheryl, you have a Yahoo, right? You should be able to
Did you ask
individually
me something?
download the file. Yeah, you have a Yahoo account, so you should be able to individually download
I hate that word that you guys are using, that standard. I hate that. In Ohio, we didn't talk that way. That sounds more like a foreign language. So I do have to change that word. All
The
right,
word
so I
standard?
downloaded what you, I mean, I'm sorry, what?
You're talking about the word standard, right?
Yes, in Ohio, in a farm town,
Ah,
in the United
okay.
States, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't been anywhere where they use the word standard as something where you are promoted to or advanced to. I haven't, I
I
mean, that
get
to me
this.
is foreign.
Wait, let me confirm one thing. Let me confirm one thing. Let's see. Yeah. And I know why it says standard. I'll get it corrected in the next tab. Don't worry. This is we have
Okay.
like writers from multiple areas. The writer assigned to you is European, which might be why. Because when I read standard, I was like, okay, I know who did this.
Yeah.
It's,
Okay, well, I just ruined something because it's still coming up formatted, font color, no underline, font color, no underline.
Mm-hmm.
And when I try to make a change, it puts a line through the word. Now I don't know how to get that word back because I want that word. This is just so frustrating to me.
Okay. Did you click enable editing?
Did I click what?
Do you see a yellow label going across the top?
Just a minute, I have to get back to the top.
You opened the file, right?
I opened the file.
Mm-hmm.
And there is no yellow anything across the top, but so I did put a line through a word, which I don't want to do that. I was just seeing if I could make changes.
Okay,
now
let me tell you. No, it's no problem. It's no problem. Okay. On the top, do you see review?
Do I see review?
At the top,
yes,
of the screen. You should click on review. Okay.
Review. Okay.
Now, just below review, you see comments, right?
Yes.
Now, to the right of it, do you see tracking?
Yes.
Now, in tracking.
Track changes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I want to do just, there's track changes and there are three options, right? I'm pretty sure the first one says all markup.
Tracking.
In tracking,
when I see
all markup?
I show markup. It says final showing markup. If I click on the down.
Yeah, click on
if
it.
If I click on the down arrow. Final showing markup. Final. Original showing markup. Original. Mm-hmm.
Just click original.
Okay. All right.
Now scroll down. Do you see a lot of changes?
You're saying that this information that we have created the content itself. Okay, just what I've written so far. Yes. Then yes, I am. I'm seeing that.
So basically, the thing that what I'm trying to show you here is what you were saying was the changes that have been made. Okay. Let's say if there was some letter written like, let's say prepare. You were right, or you were saying he or anything. If we corrected a grammatical mistake and we corrected that, we turned on track changes for this document so you know anything that we have changed in there. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is why it was showing. I mean, if you go to rather than click back on original, you know, in the track changes area, and you go back to the markup options, you'll see all the changes that we've made to the document. We do that so you know any or all changes that we've made. But if that's causing a problem for you, we can just go without it.
Well, actually, the only problem it's causing is I can't do changes.
Now you can make changes. Click on it, you'll be able to make changes.
On the under original or under markup?
Click on the document. You'll be able to make any changes you want now.
No, it doesn't.
That's
no, it goes right back to the formatted one, which shows me all those underlines and all the thing on the side. And no, I've clicked on a word and I couldn't.
Weird.
Now, I was doing fine before. When, you know, under the word thing.
That's odd.
But this showing this format stuff makes me crazy because, it kind of like takes my attention away from
So whenever you tap somewhere, it starts making a, like, it makes a, pretty sure it makes a comment box somewhere on the right-hand side, right?
You have the comment box on the right-hand side. I don't know if, I just ruined another word trying to change something. So I'm doing more harm than good right now. But I wasn't having a problem in Word, and I don't know how to get back to Word.
Isn't this in Word? What are you
when
opening
it?
Isn't this open in Word?
I downloaded. I'm going to get out of here. I downloaded what you sent me last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
When I downloaded it, it said, it didn't say Word.
Mm-hmm.
It said, formatted. So I'm looking at my downloads right now.
Uh-huh.
And on, even though it has a big blue W saying Word, when I click on it twice, now it's back in configuration process.
Is the file opening up in Word?
It says Microsoft Enterprise is what it says on the top. Microsoft Office Enterprise.
The third link on the document.
Microsoft Office Enterprise. What's the name of the document? Is it Shell L. Russell 13, May 22?
Yeah.
May,
Grab not 2? May 22, no, May 13.
13 May, well, that's what, that's written 13 May 22, right?
The one I downloaded
mm-hmm.
on Friday is, it has the May 13th date on it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Okay, I'm sorry, yes. All right, now at the very top it says Cheryl L. Russell, 13
mm-hmm.
May 22, Draft 2, Microsoft Word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
But I, it doesn't let me make any changes. I don't understand. I did before.
Okay, just below, you see file, home, insert everything, right?
Yeah.
Below, do you see the option to enable editing anywhere? A yellow label should be there. Should allow you to edit. Anything?
I'm on home. I don't see enable editing. I don't see
Not on home.
Anything.
Just below that. Below all of that. Below home. You see the options. Below those options, do you see any yellow label?
No,
pull
I do
across.
Not.
That means. Okay.
No, I do not. I see
edit.
Clipboard font, paragraph style, editing.
Yeah. Okay. Go to the first page. Go to the first page. Just click on the title. Can I go yet?
Okay.
Tell
me
what happens. Do you type something? Can you type it?
It's just, it's wait. It made the G blue and it crossed it out.
Made the G blue and it crossed. Okay, wait. Give me a second. I'll mark up.
But these are not notable resources.
That's why it's mentioned second as a backing citation.
Okay, well, let me just try something. It should stop this. Go to review.
So there's a mix of, like, once we submit a page, let me give you an idea.
Okay.
Once we submit a page.
And beside tracking, do you see changes?
Right. There are certain criteria. Like, there should be a mix of
yes.
articles, not just.
Do you see an option to accept and reject?
Yes.
Below accept, do you see an arrow?
Yes.
Click on the arrow. In the last option, you should see accept all changes and stop tracking.
All of them, right? And we have did that in your case as well. But we need some independent.
Do you see it?
I see accepted move to next. I see accept change, and I see accept all changes shown, and I see accept all changes in document. So there's four options under
accept. Accept all changes in document. Hit that.
Okay.
Done.
Oh, I got rid of the G.
Not being biased against any business or any person. Right?
Okay. Now, try to edit something. Does it work?
I put the G back, but it came back in blue instead of black.
Oh, that's fine. It's just, it's still, why is it still tracking changes? Okay, go to tracking, click on tracking, and there should be an option to use password to discover it or something.
Change tracking options. Track changes. Change tracking options and change username. So.
Yeah, change tracking options.
Okay.
Can you disable tracking? Because what you're seeing is just tracking, nothing else. Which is confusing you.
Yes, it is confusing me quite a bit. I see, like there's a check mark on track moves, there's a check mark on track formatting, and there's a check mark on show lines connecting to text.
Uncheck everything.
Uncheck it all.
Uncheck it all and hit OK, and then you'll stop having this problem. I'll make sure the next draft that's sent to you is without any track changes, and so you don't have any problems.
Thank you.
Okay.
This is good for your, like, presence.
Okay, so I should be able to do something now, or I'm afraid to try.
Hopefully.
I ruined. I know.
Look. You,
I know.
Look,
I'm gonna
feel free to make any
the
edits. Okay. Feel free to make any edits in any case. If even if there's a problem with the file, I can just send it to you again. Relax.
Sheldon, I just went under dedication. I went to the word FOR for. And I thought, okay, I'll delete form, put it back in. It came up blue with a line across it.
Sir, we are creating a page.
Why is it still tracking changes? Did you when you clicked on tracking and everything? Did you stop tracking?
Yeah.
Did you accept the changes?
Let's see. Oh no! Look, it's still.
Uncheck everything and okay. Yeah, you have to okay it.
Where do you okay it at? Because it's not giving. It keeps. Wait. Listen to this.
As you mentioned, you're
it's like, I can't. Did you hear that thing?
Uncheck?
Can you hear that?
Yeah, I can hear that. Did you, like, you can't even uncheck it?
No. It won't let me. I don't know if it's maybe, is it possible that the person who was on the team that did the changes.
Okay, let me do something for you. Okay, let me do something for you. I'm going to send you another file, okay?
Okay?
I'm going to send you one more file. I'm going to stop the changes in that myself, so there are no problems after this.
All right.
So just give me a second. You should receive it. Stay on call with me, okay?
Okay.
Does your team work on this? So
you can get those created. I have shared the details with you as well, what we can offer you, what we can do for you.
Okay, here we go.
I hope I don't give you a headache when you hang up.
Oh, please. You're so sweet. It's impossible to give me a headache from your end. Don't worry about it.
If not, we have given you the option. Like, I've sent you the name of the publications where you can get those articles created. Yeah, you can try that, and that's why, as you mentioned, if you can do that, that's great. If you need our assistance, we are here for you as well. So that's an option available. But if you can do that yourself, that's great. Yeah, you can share that with us. We can evaluate them, of course. Mm-hmm. Our job is to get
you opening and protective view, enable editing, and okay, view, accept changes, stop cracking. Let's see.
They actually cannot do that, so we offer them these services.
So all changes are accepted. Markup is no markup. Save. And okay, I'm sending you another file. Okay. It's okay. Relax. So
oh, I gotta laugh before I cry. I'll tell you.
Sure.
You know I.
Test file with no tracking. Awesome. All right. Let's see. And boom, sent.
Okay.
You should receive it in a moment.
Okay, here we go. Send over that page to me, and I will ask my team to look into it, and why the page was created, and I can send you the report. Of course, sir, we want to, and obviously this is good for our portfolio as well, but...
Okay, I've got it opened up.
Set of guidelines. So these are a set of guidelines. We have to follow for every project, sir. It's not something new, but obviously we are here.
I'm going to download it.
So send that information to me, and I will definitely look into it.
Why doesn't it just go somewhere when I download it? It just sits here on the bottom.
It's not going anywhere?
Well, I'm sure it's me, Sheldon. I'm.
Nope. Hold on, relax.
No, wait a minute. Yeah, dang. Wait a minute. Okay. Let's see. Let me do this. All right. I'm downloading it. All right. It's okay. And it has, oh, I think I got it. I hope I did. Oh, yes, here it is. Okay, now let me see. And go is in black. Because it changed for me. I'm just going to stick with my name here. Let me see what I can do. Oh, yeah. Whatever you did, young man.
Worked.
I can erase the L's and put the L's back. Okay, great.
I basically turned
now,
off track changes and sent you the file.
Okay.
I'm going to need a favor from you now, okay? Whatever you do, whatever change you make, make sure the font's in a different color or we will have no idea what change you made.
Okay, so I've been doing it in red.
Yeah, that's fine.
Up.
Yeah, it's
is it okay? All right.
Yeah, you're doing it in red. It all shows up.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay.
Yeah.
I have a couple questions, if I may.
Yeah, sure. Fire.
Okay. So, you know, I was reading. This book has been very difficult for me to write.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was reading, you know, what your team did, and it's, I was standing back up there in seventh grade in front of the class.
Yeah.
And what I wrote, I don't think I got across how I was truly feeling because, you know, I was, it's almost as if you feel naked when people do that to you, you know, when they point things out, when they have nothing good to say. It's like you're standing up there in front of the classroom totally without anything. You know, you don't have your self about you. You're someone else. You're thinking other things.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I'm getting that across after I read it, because even now talking about it, it brings, you know, it really hurts. So I need to bring that out. So I'm going to redo that in a way that I think might get it across, but maybe the team can read it and see something different about it and get it across better. Am I making any sense?
If I'm understanding correctly, you're saying it's the current draft is not able to get the emotional aspect of
yes.
what you want to get across, right?
Yes.
So how about
and
this?
Even when Eugene drowned in the pond, you know, we weren't supposed to be there. We were not supposed to be there. And it is so vivid to this day. Yet, I don't think I'm getting that point across. I don't think this book is going to go anywhere or do anything if I don't start showing that emotion somehow.
How about this? Okay. Would it be okay for you to edit this draft I've currently sent you?
Yes.
Because before this, there wasn't a lot of emotional aspect. This basically the current chapters wouldn't actually have the emotional aspect you want to get across, right? So it's better for you to give us an edit so the team can understand the way you want to show your emotions in the book, okay?
Okay.
So that way they'll have a foundation on how to work ahead. Is that okay?
Yes.
So,
I'm sorry I get so emotional, Sheldon.
It's okay. Hold it. Relax. It's okay. You have a lot of trauma from when it all happened, and it's okay to feel this way.
Yeah, and my husband's daughter was just found dead Saturday. She had been dead for a month. Nobody had checked on her, so she was decomposing, so I'm upset about that, too. I swear to God, if this black cloud doesn't get away from me, I don't know how I'm going to survive.
You'll survive. You survived till this point. And you'll survive onward. You're a strong cookie.
Well, thank you.
Always remember, those who actually are capable of showing emotions are one who live longer.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
It's true, because unlike, which is usually why, and even stats say this, that like females have longer spans than males, and studies show that it's usually related to how you're able to usually cry out and just, you know, take out your emotions, and it helps you lighten the load on your heart. So it's okay. It's okay to cry. It's okay to show emotions.
Thank you, Sheldon.
Welcome.
And also, I thought of some names for Greg Licorioso's family, if you know, if I could just change that too. I'm Gregory, the one that was killed. I'm going to call him Joseph Santos because it's a Filipino name, and his dad is going to be Dominic. That way, even though everybody in Plymouth knows who I'm talking about, it's maybe somehow it will make it a little bit further away from, you know, Sharon, who never talked to me again, and everything else. So, oh man,
no,
craziness.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling me. I appreciate
No problem.
I'm
sorry about.
I appreciate your patience.
I'm sorry about actually making the wrong timing.
Well, I'm sure it's just easily done. I mean, what time is it where you are right now? So I know.
I'm at Eastern time. What do you think it is?
Eastern time.
Yeah.
That's the same as me, Eastern Standard.
Yes. Yes.
Well, I thought you were in
I told you. No, I wasn't. I told you before. I'm on Eastern time, which is why it was weird for me. I was like, okay, 4. I marked 4. I don't know why I did that, but I marked 4.
Are you in New York?
Yes.
No. Yes. Oh, okay. All right. Well, then I won't feel bad that that I kept you talking this long. So
it's okay. It's okay. I'm pretty sure anywhere in America at this point, there's no problem in talking.
There isn't, except I have a young man that's very busy all the time. So.
Oh, please. I am dedicated to your project, so it's no problem.
All right. Well, thank you again.
It's literally part of my job.
Oh, that's true. That's true. It's in that fine print, right? Oh, gosh, Sheldon. Okay, dear. Well, thank you again, and we'll be talking soon.
No problem. We'll do. Just let me know if you have any other concerns,
right,
and get back to me with the other 20 times, okay?
Okay. I will. Sure. Thank you.
Welcome. Take care.
Bye.
Cheryl. Have a good day.
Oh, yes. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.